Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's random thought in the office, which means we're allowed to have background noise right now.
Because like a wandering dog.
A wandering dog, tippity-tapping on the floor. She's old and can't get settled. Just like me.
That's kind of funny, baby. Good job.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about something?
Heck yeah.
All right, so have you ever heard of a, I don't know how to say that word.
Serval?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this African serval. Surprise. Right. That was our dog lunging. She doesn't even like the phrase African serval because she's like, wild cat.
And she lunges at our cat.
Yeah. So anyways, there was a woman in Atlanta, and this is from, I don't know, odd news from UPI.com. I'll link it in the podcast, right, man?
Yeah.
But like, it jumped on this lady in Atlanta's bed.
No way.
She was sleeping.
Yeah.
So she woke up and this wild cat had jumped upon her bed. And it's quite large.
Is it really a wild cat, though? It wasn't like somebody's pet that looks like a...
It said, the serval made headlines when it wandered into Christine Frank's home in the early hours of June 30th and woke her up by jumping on her bed. Frank's husband...
guided the cat.
out of the house, and no one inside the home was injured. They're not legal. You can't have them as a pet. But somebody had to have had it as a pet. You know, like, it didn't just, like... jump on a boat, take an airplane ride, hang out.
Right, exactly.
Piggyback on a manatee.
Yeah.
Head over to Georgia.
So somebody must have had it as a pet.
Yeah, man. And they caught it. They caught it. But they're not saying where it is right now.
Yeah.
Or where it's going to permanently live. And I have no idea why. They're being very secretive about it.
Maybe they don't want the original owner to try to come back and kidnap their cat.
Maybe, man. Kidnap their cat back?
Yeah, kidnap their cat back.
That's crazy, though, isn't it?
That would be scary as
heck.
I mean, yeah.
As heck. I could write a story about that. Could you? Could you write a story about that? It's like a Stephen King novel, man.
Well, you would have to change the ending because this one was really easy. Like, it almost sounds like it was a domesticated exotic cat.
Yeah.
If the husband was able to guide it out of the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, we're noisy today.
Well, that's art. Domesticated exotic cat.
Ripping up
paper under your desk.
Why?
Are those important?
Well, not now.
Maybe she should go.
Well, then we'd have to stop the podcast.
Well, this is going to be the most noisy podcast ever. All right,
we're stopping. Hey, so
we're back.
Sean got rid of our wild cat.
Our exotic cat out of the room.
She was in a basket under my desk tearing up papers. She was eating them. She was shredding things.
Shredding them into little pieces.
I know.
Tiny little pieces.
She's not a very well-behaved kitty.
She's a loving cat, though.
She's very loving, but she's a little bit adventure prone. Speaking of adventure prone, that was a horrible segue. But the UK had a contest for Father's Day, which was a long time ago now that I think about it, in June, right?
Yeah.
And all these dads submitted their dad jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, like, the guy who won.
That must have been really funny.
And then they called it the world's best gag jokes, and over 2,700 people submitted it, according
gag
to Sky. Gag loving dad jokes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have.
Well, I look at the screen, so.
Yeah.
If that's for clarification.
Oh, yeah. Well, dad jokes,
gotcha.
Dad. I won't let you look at the screen. That's because you don't communicate when you look at the screen, babe. You, like, read the screen, and I'm, like, left hanging, and then you're like, big awkward pauses. All right, so, anyways.
Yeah.
The judge of the thing was some stand-up comedian, Mark Watson. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Me neither. Okay. And then they picked a father of two from Bedworth as the overall winner. Do you want to hear the joke?
Yes, I do. All right. Most definitely.
So Mark Austin May is the guy who won, and his Austin's joke is, I once hired a limo, but when it arrived, the guy driving it walked off. I said, excuse me, are you not going to drive me? The guy told me that the price didn't include a driver. So I spent £400 on a limo and have nothing to show for it.
That's a good dad joke.
I'm not into the dad jokes. Is that because I'm not a dad?
I don't know.
Like, what's a mom joke?
It might have more to do with you not having any sense of humor.
I have a sense of humor.
I know. Oh.
Why would you say that to me? That's so mean. All right, so according to Urban Dictionary, I just looked this up. Uh-huh. Any lame joke that a mom makes and laughs way too hard at is a mom joke.
Not to be confused with yo mama jokes.
Yeah.
Because those are not as nice.
Yo mama. We did those when I was a little kid. Yeah, but why are they like, why is dad joke so much more famous than mom joke?
I don't know. It's apparently the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, any dad joke could be used by a mom.
I guess.
We're still recording.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even know.
What?
Yeah.
How did you not know? We've been talking.
I know.
It's not like we talk to each other in real life.
I thought there was a little segue a couple minutes ago. Well, you might have turned off the recorder. Writing tip of the paw.
So we're a little off today.
We are a little. It's a different kind of Sunday for us.
It's a different kind of Sunday for us.
We slept in a little teeny tiny bit.
And I have a lot of stress because I have to teach a class this afternoon.
Carrie made delicious sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin sandwiches.
And I have a lot of stress because I'm married to Shawnee.
I'm really like cash and chill.
He's so cash and chill. So cash and chill. So anyways.
What?
Thank you for suffering through our random thought today with us.
That was a little suffrage.
It was a little suffering. Maybe we can cut it in half or something.
No.
But here on the podcast, we're now at the helpful part. The helpful part of the podcast, right? Where we try to be helpful. Thus, the word helpful. And it's hard to believe, but we thought this week that we'd give you a little insight about the writing life and writers and lay down some truths.
Some truths.
Yeah, man.
Or some truths.
He's making fun of my speech.
No, I wasn't.
So what's number one?
We writers are everywhere, like dust mites.
So there's a butt ton of posts on what writers need to know. And you know why that is? Because there are a lot of us and people make money off of us writers, right? And Chuck Wending actually wrote, the internet is 55% what, Sean?
Porn, baby.
And 45% what, Sean?
Writers of porn.
Baby. No. Anyways, it means that we writers are not alone out there, right?
Right.
And so some people panic and they're like, too much competition. But it also means that, look, if we chose to support each other, what a beautiful bunch of supporting network it would be. Like, it would be so big, man.
Yeah.
It would be big. Like, you don't want to just have your whole Twitter feed be buy my book, buy my book, buy my book, hashtag, hashtag, buy my book, buy my book, right?
Right.
And then people talk to you and you blow them off. And you don't want that to be your place on Facebook or TikTok or anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Writing is a two-way conversation, right? It's communication. We write, other people read, sometimes they write back. And it's good to remember that writing is not a solo gig. And if we all connect, we'd be so much stronger, man.
Yeah, that's right.
It could be the writing political party.
Well,
the writers.
Apparently.
Like the Democrats, the Republicans, the Greens, the writers. What kind of party would we have?
I don't know.
It would be very interesting.
But where would the other 55% of the population, the pornsters, fit?
They would make their own porn party. Who are you going to vote for? The writer party or the porn party?
Well, the thing is, they're
going
to have to combine and become one government at one point, because pretty soon the porn gets stale without the writers.
Yeah, I guess. Wait,
so
do people write?
They got to Well, there's written erotica, obviously. Yeah, but I'm calling writing as an idea, a form of making ideas. You know what I mean?
But we're everywhere. We're like dust mites, is my point. Like, that's everywhere for sure. You go, there's someone who's like, hey, I'm a writer too. And the thing is, people are writers when they don't even realize they're writers. They might not be writing novels or blog posts, right. But they might be writing, I don't know, their grocery list.
Yeah. Does that make you a writer?
No, I'm just trying to be nice, honestly. But writing is part of
a lot of more people in your political party.
I'm trying to out.
What, you signed the check?
Outpresent the
you're a writer. Yeah, that's
right. But yeah, you know, we're everywhere. We're everywhere.
So we band basic together, point we can is help. To support each other, right?
Yeah, man. Okay. And not just be like your own little person standing in the YMCA parking lot with a bullhorn. Like,
I got you.
You want it to be two-way, and you want to support each other. We're so much more powerful that way.
Right.
All right, what's number two, babe?
No two riders make it the same way.
Well, they might, but everyone's journey is different, and that's really the point. Like, I got a publishing contract a year after entering my MFA program at Vermont College and 18 months after quitting my newspaper editor job. And I was lucky, but I was also working on my skills that whole time, right?
Yeah.
But like, I can't even tell other writers sometimes my story, my path to publication, because they get so mad at me.
Well, it's pretty quick.
Yeah. And I mean, they're like, that's not fair. And right. It kind of isn't, you know, it was life and luck. So I have
skill, baby.
And I have clients and friends who've worked for 10 years before breaking into traditional publishing, and they're great authors, and just took them a little bit longer to get there, right? But they might stay in publishing longer than I do, right? We don't know. Like,
that's right.
Who knows what our paths are going to be, right? And that's the thing. We all take different times and routes to get our books out there and get readers. Us little dust mite writers. And, you know, that's okay. And in the world of self-publishing or independent publishing, there are people whose books are absolutely awful, making $10,000 a month, and some whose amazing and brilliant books are making $5 a month, if that. You know what? That's just weird.
Right.
And that's what it is. That's the takeaway. The writing world is weird as hell. You can't compare yourself to other people because your brain's going to explode if you do.
Yeah.
Either with envy or confusion or WTF-ery.
You can't. It's unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's almost like a huge component of luck mixed in with that modicum of talent. You know what I mean?
Sometimes. But I swear to God, there are people making $10,000 a month self-publishing and there's no talent there.
Yeah, that's why I said modicum.
Modicum. And there's also people making $10,000 a month independent publishing who are super talented, but like,
oh, yeah.
It's just all over the place, you know, and you just can't compare your path to somebody else because you're you.
That's for sure.
All right, you want to tell us number three?
People can be mean to you.
They are. Writers, much like superstars like Chris Evans or Beyonce, have lovers and haters, but sadly, we usually don't have quite the support team to boost our egos up after someone has trashed us or our book or has rejected it before we even published. We don't have the posse usually, which is why we should all make ourselves a posse. Point number one, all us dust mites, we gotta band together.
The writer's posse.
Yeah, instead of ripping each other apart, which is happening a lot.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you've got to believe in yourself until all us dust mites do band together and make a nice big clump of dust on the floor. You've got to believe in yourself enough to put on your own band-aids. You don't want to be a hardened butt face and lose all the beautiful empathy that makes you a good writer in person, but you do want to be able to do what, bae?
Survive.
Yeah, man.
Emotionally.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You want to do the last couple? It's a free-range life is our next point.
You still must pop.
That's because you're going to do the big talk.
I know, baby. I was just teasing. As a full-time writer, you often don't get a steady paycheck. If you self-publish, your earnings depend on finding readers. In a traditionally published world, you get paid in advance on your royalties, and then after, you get checks, usually twice a year, if you earn out that advance. That's a little harrowing for some of us who grew up thinking that steady paychecks and 401k investment plans are a thing.
The thing, man.
Because it can be really sporadic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, super sporadic.
Yeah, it's scary. Scary crap.
It's like,
language.
Well, you already said hell.
Oh, is hell worse than crap?
I don't know.
Neither.
I don't think either one of them are bad myself.
We could create the dust mites collection and ask. We could pull them.
Pull the dust mites?
Yeah, pull them.
I don't know if that's a great name for the author posse, the dust mites.
We are the dust mites. We invasive. We're everywhere. You try to pledge us away. We come back. Like, we would be like, raw. Spartacus. No, man. I'm really stressed about my class today.
All right, let me do the last one. Okay. I'll do the whole thing.
Okay.
Even the, what do you call this? The title.
The header.
The header of the paragraph.
The header.
You, because I believe in this. I believe in it. I may not do it, but I believe in it. You honestly should do what you do.
What?
I said that wrong. You honestly should read what you're going to say. All right. Signs on the set, please. You honestly should love what you do. I see so many writers complaining about writing. Oh, you should have read this.
Yes,
and I want to hug them
up. And I want to hug them up and give them some ramen or maybe an ice cream sundae. Here, Johnny, you take it.
Look, if you hate writing, don't freaking write, people. Your life is too short to shove yourself in front of a computer and pound keys. You want your life to be happy. Do things that make you happy. And it's okay if writing isn't one of those things right now, you know? You can find a different way to connect, to tell stories, and influence the world, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe if you're out doing what you actually enjoy, you might stumble upon something that
you want to write about
passionately, and it just, like, flows out of you, you know?
Yeah. So here, all things together is band together, be collective dust mites for power. Don't just be about yourself, but actually love yourself enough to be like, oh, I want to do what I want to do.
Yep.
You know, and not worry about the finances too much if writing is truly your passion, and just like accept the fact that the finances are harrowing.
They can be if it's your sole income, but you can do it, people.
You can do it. Band together, peeps.
Support each other and live your dream. Dog tip for life. Look at that. You almost went to cover your ears even though you were wearing headphones, didn't you?
Just because you're so loud, babe.
I think it was a historical reaction. It's ingrained in you now. Anyways.
Always good when your husband's voice makes you cringe.
I know, like 3/4 of my voices make you cringe. You either say I'm too loud, too creepy.
It's very creepy.
I don't know. So anyways, Sparty's feeling really chill and like, you know, introspective today.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he's laying on the couch sleeping, but I gave him a little jostle and asked him if he's been listening. He said yes, but I think it's a lie. But I said, what's your tip for us today, bro? He said, listen, dude, your journey is your own. You might be a dog who walks a straight line, or you might be a dog who meanders around telephone poles and trees. But don't worry about how the other dogs live. Just be you.
That's good advice.
He said, if you want to poop in a bush, poop in a bush.
If you want to poop on the middle of the sidewalk, poop in the middle of the sidewalk.
That's right.
Why do they poop in bushes? That's so hard to doggy bag up.
Oh, you're just supposed to leave the ones in the bushes, baby.
Oh.
You know, for fertilizer. And
I don't think that's exactly legal.
No?
No.
Oh.
Especially.
Well, I just try to kick leaves over it or something.
No, you don't. We pick up all our dog fecal matter. And hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
Actually, I just...
The writing podcast that talks about dog fecal matter.
I just picked some up out of the flowers yesterday from Sparty. Remember when he got stung or whatever?
Yeah, Sparty was making a poopy and he got stung by a stinging thing.
Maybe.
And he cried and ran. It was so sad. It was humiliating.
Kind of funny.
It was so sad.
Hey there. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your time.
The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is made available through the Creative Commons. There's a link on our podcast notes, and the artist and song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
And we have a new podcast. We're like 23 episodes into it now. Loving the Strange, which we stream live on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn on Fridays. Her Facebook and Twitter handles are all Carrie Jones Books, or Carrie Jones' book.
Yeah, and all the resources from this episode, as always, are at carriejonesbooks.blog. And I have new books out, and I'm teaching some classes at the Raining Barn. So if you want to hang out more with us, you know, just head on over to the carriejonesbooks.blog, and we'll hook you.
Chill.
Well, chill, man.
Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and what's the other thing?
Share.
Share. Ooh, that's an important one.
Like, subscribe, share, and love each other.
Love each other. Love your way through it. Peace.
Peace.